Hello, Burlington, and welcome to Net Zero Energy. I'm Jennifer Green, Director of Sustainability for the City of Burlington, where our goal is to reduce and eventually eliminate fossil fuel usage. So pleased today to have Jen Holliday, CSWD's Director of Public Policy and Communications. Jen, it's a pleasure to have you.
Hi, Jen. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So just on a personal note, I love talking about waste, recycling, and compost, so I'm especially glad you're here. I do wonder if listeners are wondering what the connection is between that and net zero energy, which is essentially reducing and eventually eliminating fossil fuel usage in the city. I think, Jen, would you just first introduce yourself, tell us about your job, and maybe tell us a little bit about CSWD, including sort of governance and funding and things like that that might be new to listeners.
I've been with CSWD for about 33 years, doing lots of different things, but always my heart has been always with our mission, which is to help our community reduce the amount of waste they're generating or divert a lot of the waste that they're generating, and to manage what's left in an environmentally sound and economical manner. So I'll just talk a little bit about CSWD. We are a municipality. We represent all the towns and cities in Chittenden County. And what that means is that we oversee how solid waste is flowing and managed, and we oversee the haulers, and then we meet all the state requirements on behalf of our member towns. There's a one person appointed from each city and town that's on our board of directors. And we are funded by, not through property tax, but actually we are funded by a fee on trash. It's $30 a ton that haulers pay to us. It's going up actually in July to $40 a ton. And then we also raise revenue through the sales of materials. We have a materials recovery facility, which is where all the blue bin recyclables are processed, and the sale of that material is a revenue stream for us.
So, Jen, I know your mission really is a three-legged stool. Can you outline that?
The first leg, I would say, is our facilities. We give our community an opportunity to bring their waste to us and also divert a fair amount of it at our drop-off centers. We not only collect trash and recycling at our drop-off centers, but we'll accept food scraps, organic material, yard waste, scrap metal, all kinds of other materials that we actually divert from the landfill. We have a hazardous waste program called the Environmental Depot. That's our permanent program and our rover. And that takes in household hazardous waste and manages that in a safe way, keeping it out of the landfill. And we also have a robust community outreach program. That's the second leg of the stool. We go out into the schools, the businesses, we have events, we have presentations, we table, we educate. And then the third leg is policy, which is through our ordinance. We require certain things of our community members, like keeping recyclables or food scraps out of the landfill.
Is it fair to ask you how we're doing from an organics perspective?
Yeah, absolutely. The state of Vermont does a waste composition study every 5 years. That study, the way it's done, is contractor comes in and goes to the different transfer stations in the state, and they take samples and they sort the waste into over 70 categories. And food scraps is number one. About 19% of what is going in the landfill today is food scraps.
Wow.
In the state of Vermont. And that is just a huge chunk. That's about 10 million pounds per year that Burlingtonians are putting in the landfill every day.
Yeah. So why do you think we're having a challenge with that? Is that because people don't understand the law? Is it space? Is it rental property versus homeowner? Where do you think the biggest challenges are?
You know, when you compare it to blue bin recycling, which we've been doing in Chittenden County, that has been required in our ordinance since 1993, believe it or not. When you look at recycling, we're like 80% there. We're about 60% there on on organics. So I think it's time, and time is one thing, more education and accessibility. I think that it's very challenging for people if they don't have transportation, if they don't have a place to compost in their backyard, and accessibility is a big one.
Yeah, so I wonder, is now a good time to sort of pivot and talk about this consolidation plan? Because I think that will help address organics in the landfill. Jen, you're on Mayor Emma Mulvaney Stenick's Climate Advisory Group. And recently we had a conversation among the members of the group about waste, compost, and recycling. And you proposed, you and the director of DPW, Chapin Spencer, proposed sort of an idea that will hopefully get us to a place where our organics, the amount of organics going into the landfill, is reduced.
The current system that we have today is the City of Burlington is what you would call a consolidated provider. You know, they provide that consolidated collection. There's only the City of Burlington collecting recycling. Then we have trash and we have food scraps. And so what the city is looking at is in 3 to 5, well, they're looking at putting out for bid currently the recycling program. So that will stay the same. It'll just be a different provider. A hauler will be doing it instead of the city. But then in the third to fifth year, the city will put out to bid the collection of trash and food scraps. And what that will do is that will create, you know, it'll be either one or two haulers. They'll divide the city up into two areas, or it'll all be done by one hauler. And that will really take a lot of traffic, a lot of fuel emissions off the road, because it'll be so much more efficient. Right now, there are 3-4 haulers going down the same neighborhood streets in a week, and this would be done by one. The other thing that people might not think about is the accessibility. So they have access to trash and recycling, but a lot of residents don't have access to food scrap pickup because perhaps it's too expensive to pay for that, or they don't want to transport it to a drop-off center and put it in their car. This will provide access citywide. And again, with one or two haulers, so a really efficient system.
So, Jen, it may seem strange, but we are hearing people say that recycling isn't worth it, or maybe it's not even real. Can you respond to that?
It really hurts us because it is absolutely real. When consumers put their materials in the blue bin, it goes to our materials recycling facility, it gets sorted, and that material gets marketed to companies all over the East Coast and used for the base of manufacturing in this country. Paper, plastic, aluminum, tin, all of it is purchased. And the markets are actually very, very good. Plastics are very high. We're getting paid over $100 a ton for that material. That is really happening, and it's really getting made into new products.
Jen, thanks for all this material and information. Is there anything that we haven't covered that you think listeners should know?
I want to really emphasize that just doing the small act, I mean, a lot of people feel kind of helpless. And this is something that we all can do every single day and do our small part. And it really does make a difference. So I would just highlight that as the takeaway, that, you know, keep recycling, Chittenden County, you're doing a great job. Let's get more food scraps out of the landfill.
Well, Jen, it's been a real pleasure to have you. I so appreciate your depth of knowledge and information and sharing so much material with us today.
Thanks, Jen. It was really fun to be here.
Thank you again for listening to Net Zero Energy from Burlington Electric Department. If you have any questions about this show, or what BED offers regarding rebates or technical support, visit us at burlingtonelectric.com or call us at 802-865-7300. We're always here to help you on our mutual path to net zero energy.